Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. This is one of the last tries I'm doing for this podcast episode because I've been going back and forth with some versions. I'm trying to get my sound a little bit better, you know, the location I put my phone, the way I speak, how loud I speak. So, you know, hopefully I can improve my ability to convey my message, but in a more accessible way to listeners. You know, I don't want to be too loud. I don't want to be too fast. I don't want to be too muffly. I want to have a balance, but I am using my phone. I am in a open space. So if you hear like little rumblings, it may just be me moving my hands or maybe something just slightly moved due to gravity. I'm not sure. But I did record this episode last night and I didn't really feel, you know, good about the episode I recorded, and I wanted to re-record it instead of just post something. But I'm really excited to talk about today's topic because it is a topic that I have spoken about previously, and it's something that I've been working on personally, and I think something that we all experience in some degree or some level in our day-to-day lives or have in the past or will in the future, and that's overthinking. I think that's one of my biggest things that I've wanted to work on over the past, I'd say, 5-10 years, you know, as I've gone older. I would say, you know, a lot of the things that I talk about on this podcast are things that I'm trying to get better at as an adult. I think as a child, you know, or as a young adult, you more or less have a lot of room to make mistakes, a lot of room to have those imperfections in the in your personality or your social skills. And as you get older, you have to be more self-aware and you need to be more focused on trying to, you know, be better in the way that you have the potential to do so. And it doesn't necessarily mean I want to change myself or I'm telling you to change yourself, but I think it's really important to have self-reflection and self-understanding where, you know, you can improve, right? I think that's a beautiful thing about being human, is that we always have that room to improve in some shape or form. So one of the things that I've, you know, struggled with, especially with someone with ADHD, is being compulsive and being impulsive, as well as being overthinking. So I think they all kind of go together. Impulsiveness is connected to overthinking because basically what impulsivity is that you have to continuously do something until you see a result. Overthinking is somewhat similar. You're usually overthinking something that hasn't happened yet or may not even happen, and you're really, you know, focusing on the future or a future situation rather than just on the present. And that's partially why I really found a lot of value in reading The Power of Now and really reading a lot about meditation and being in the moment, is because it really does help with overthinking. Because again, most of the time overthinking is thinking about things that haven't happened yet and may not ever happen. So for me, you know, I overthink, you know, little things. I think there's not really big things that I overthink. People overthink about different things, but I may overthink a social event or social situation. I may think of, you know, overthink about traveling. I may overthink about, you know, how I'm going to do at work. And, you know, while it's important to think over things, it's you have to be careful that you don't spend too much time thinking about what could go wrong or what's not, you know, happened, what hasn't happened yet. I think, you know, one thing that I sometimes do is I try not to do is I try not to focus on the negative things, because overthinking can be really related to negative things, right? We think that we go to a social event and we immediately think that everyone there is not going to like us, instead of saying, hey, no one actually knows us. I've never met these people. You know, why don't I just go with an open mind and see what happens? And I think in life, we have that natural tendency to kind of fear new uncomfortable situations. But oftentimes those new uncomfortable situations can really help us grow and really can teach us things and give us experiences that will hold for a lifetime. So for me, I think one thing that has really helped me is looking at opportunities in life and looking at things that kind of don't work out and, you know, are complicated as learning lessons. So I look at opportunities that come my way as things to help me grow and for me to learn and for me to experience life, whatever that is, right? You know, unless it's a really bad opportunity that there's a lot of red flags that you shouldn't, you know, do. But if it's something that is new and maybe a little bit uncomfortable and is definitely something that could really be a good time if it works out, I usually, you know, am more prone to just say, yeah, let's do it, versus me a few years ago or even a few months ago, I probably would have just said no, like, it's too much for me. And, you know, what happens is I put myself in those situations. Then what happens is I sometimes, overthink even when I'm doing the thing that I wanted to try, right? Like, I wanted to get out of my comfort zone, yet, you know, I'm not necessarily just going with the flow. I'm overthinking about what's happening. So I think it's a work in progress. I think it's something that you need to remind yourself about. When I sit down with myself and I remind myself, even talking to you guys, saying, hey, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. This seems like a good situation. Stop overthinking. You know, that kind of helps me calm down. And I think giving yourself reminders in whatever you are struggling with, and this is something I say in the podcast several times, can really be beneficial, because our minds can play tricks on us. Our minds can fill ourselves with so many different thoughts that the thoughts that we should actually be listening to, which is the thoughts that will bring positive things in life, gets, you know, shadowed, right? We need to kind of be able to distinguish between the two. So that's something that, you know, is not easy. I think, especially as you go through life and you meet different people and you have different situations, there's more opportunities to overthink. And it's interesting because if you think about it, as a child or young adult, a lot of things are kind of set up for you, right? Like, you're not all on your own. You know, the world is kind of dictated certain things for you to go to school, to go to, you know, college, if that's something that you want to do. I'm just talking about my life. And then all of a sudden, you know, there are more opportunities where you have more freedom, and that freedom can sometimes lead to overthinking. When things are decided for you, it's kind of hard to overthink because you really don't have a say in what happens. So I think overthinking definitely does impact me as an adult, and I definitely think it probably impacts a lot of people listening to this and a lot of people in life. But just know that you're not alone, and just know that it's a very human thing, because in the end of the day, you're trying to do what's best for you, and you don't want to put yourself in a difficult situation, and thereby being put into unknown situations makes you feel like you have a higher risk of being in, you know, uncomfortable or difficult situations. But again, it's giving yourself the reminders that you don't know what's going to happen. No one knows what's going to happen. So why automatically think about the negative thing? You know, if something is going to happen negatively, it will happen. You know, it's hard to avoid those kind of things in life. Life just happens. And we talk about that a lot, where, you know, we're mostly in control, not in control of the things that happen in life. We're only in control of ourselves. And I think that for me, I find a lot of value in trying to be that positive, outgoing self rather than recluse and scared self, a negative self. So again, I'm being very honest with you, because I think, you know, in my podcast, you can kind of sense that I try to emit as much positivity and, you know, optimism as possible. But I struggle with, you know, negativity, pessimism, overthinking as well. It's very natural for me to do, you know, it's very natural for us as human beings to do it, but it's not necessarily what's happening, but it's how do you deal with it, right? And that's why it's so important to take perspective, is that you can easily allow it to win, and you can sit in your basement your whole life, and you can be closed off, and you can be, you know, scared. Or you could say, like, hey, like, yeah, sure, there's a risk, you know, me going outside my comfort zone, that I will be in a difficult or uncomfortable situation. But hey, you know, at least I'm putting myself out there for potentially really fun experiences in life. So, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, you obviously want to calculate your risks correctly. But I think in life, you know, you're supposed to live. You're not supposed to be closed off. And, you know, it's something that I remind myself when I overthink about situations. And I, you know, I challenge you guys to do that as well. You know, I think going back to, you know, what comes about in your life, there's usually a reason for it, or there's usually a reason for what comes about in your life. I generally think that as long as you're doing everything you can to be successful, you're putting all the work in, you're showing up, if opportunities come into your life that is positive, take them. Take them, unless there's something else better out there. And if there's negative things that come into your life, things don't work out, use it as a sign that that wasn't for you. Now, my example is if you don't study at all for an exam and all of a sudden you fail an exam, that's for you to take accountability for. You know, you are to blame. You could have studied, you could have put the effort in. But if you tried your best, you took the hours to study and work and really worked hard in a class, but it just did not click. And, you know, whether it be a bad teacher, difficult group partners or whatever, where, you know, some people are not, like, I'm not smart in certain things. And some people are not smart in things that I may be a little bit smarter in. Then in that case, you did everything you can. So in my point of view, you are successful and you did the right thing. So my thing is that if you show up, if you do everything you can, whatever opportunity comes your way is a sign. So it could be positive, right? It could be like, hey, you got a new opportunity for a job. Maybe you should take it. You know, this opportunity seems like everything, it aligns with everything you want. What's a downside? Now, the downside could be that you have another job and you don't want to lose that one. Or a new person comes into your life and, you know, wants to get to know you more. You know, you have the opportunity always to walk away, but sometimes it's maybe beneficial to just walk towards it and kind of learn where it takes you without any expectation. I think on the negative side of things, like, you could apply to a job that you really want and you could get rejected and it sucks. No one's telling you to not be upset, but you could use that as a sign that maybe that job wasn't for you, as long as you know, did your best. If you didn't do your best in applying and interviewing, then that's a different story, then it's on you. But if it's just because, you know, it just didn't work out, maybe that's a sign that it wasn't supposed to work out. And I think that's the same way with, you know, relationships in any form. You know, people come in into your life and people leave and leave your life, and sometimes there's no explanation for either of those. And I think what you as an individual need to do is realize that the people who leave your life, unless you did something really wrong to them, are people that probably are not the best for you, you know. But if someone wants to be in your life, is making an effort to be in your life, then, you know, maybe they are for you. So I think it's something that you need to look at yourself and say, hey, you know, did that person leave because I wasn't being my best self? Or did that person leave because that person wasn't supposed to be in my life at all? So it's hard because, you know, I think as individuals who want to grow as well, you know, if you're listening to this, I assume that you want to grow in some way. We oftentimes think that if someone leaves us, we need to improve. We need to work on ourselves. And most likely there is room for improvement, right? Like, you know, I've been in relationships where people have left and I've done a lot of reflection. But a lot of times people just, you know, see different paths in their life and they don't see you there. And that's totally fine. It's very mature of someone to say, you know, that this is not for me and to move on. What's not mature is to continuously hold on to something that is holding you back. And I think that's something that I've struggled with because I want situations to sometimes just be perfect and not worry about, you know, difficult things, and negative things. But life does bring negative things. Life does bring difficult things. So for me to kind of always be looking at the rainbow or looking at the sunshine is dangerous because you can avoid things that are hurting you. So I think while it is important to focus on the good things in life, you know, not so much the things that aren't working out or the negative things, it's also important to realize that if you're stuck with things that you can admit are bad for you, you may be losing potential. You may be, you know, hurting yourself. So I think it's really important to kind of take perspective on the things that come into your life and also leave your life, rather than just, you know, jumping to the conclusion. Because, you know, I could tell you many times when people have left my life, I've been really upset, sometimes really angry and really, you know, just disheartened with myself. Like, what did I do wrong? And sometimes I've done stuff that is wrong. I'm not a perfect person. I can admit that. But at the same time, there's a lot of moments where I still wonder why a situation didn't work. And in the end of the day, like, sometimes it's just trying to closing a door in order not for another door to open up. So when I see situations now that I've tried everything, done everything I can, and the door is still closed, I tell myself, listen, that door is closed because I need to walk forward and find that other door that is open. And that's going back to the point where if you're doing everything you can, you're working hard, you know, you're putting the effort in, you're focusing on what the things you can control, open that door that's unlocked. Open it. Because life is about opening doors and life is about experiencing things. It's not, again, it's not about sitting and waiting. And I think for me, that's something that I've struggled with. I sometimes get scared to open that door. And sometimes you just need to let go and just go as life, where life takes you. And life may take you or take me in a way that I don't want to go, right? That's definitely possible. The doors that we open do not always lead to everlasting, you know, positivity. Sometimes they can be a little bit bumpy, and sometimes the door eventually closes, but we don't know until we open that door, and we don't know what, you know, is in store for us until we open that door. So I think that's so important, and that goes back to overthinking, right? You know, overthinking can be fixed by looking at yourself, not looking at any other situation, looking at yourself. Like, if you are overthinking about a social situation, don't focus on everyone else. Focus on yourself. Focus on how are you going to present yourself? How are you going to, be to others? Not how everyone else is going to present themselves or be to you, because you can't control any of that. So I think it's so important to, again, look inward and at yourself, in yourself, rather than outward, right? Because I think a lot of times you go to situations and we say, oh, you know, I don't like that person. Oh, I don't want to be at that place. But in actuality, the only person in any of those kind of situations that you can control and that matters, you yourself. So I think that's something that's really helped me with overthinking, is focusing on what you can control, not on what you can't. And also just looking at the bigger picture, right? Like, you know, who's involved, what is involved. Chances are, if you're going into a situation, both parties are somewhat nervous. You know, if you're going to an event, there are other people probably who's nervous. If you're going into a new job, there's been a lot of people in that new job who've been nervous. So it's like people have experienced what you've experienced, and people are going to experience what you've experienced, and people are experiencing what you've experienced. So don't be afraid to open up, just like how I am, and also be very honest with yourself that, you know, you're not alone in this. This is not something abnormal. So I think it's so important, again, to take perspective on how you deal with thinking about new things, uncomfortable things, and also how do you deal with things that don't work out, and also things that come your way, right? And I think it's, again, going back to a lot of the things I say in my podcast, it's, again, having an open mind, not judging a book by its cover, focusing on what you can control, focusing on the present, and then realizing that sometimes, even after you do everything you can to make something work or do something, you know, positive in life, it may not work out. And that's just life. And that's a thing that we, you know, haven't signed up for, because we didn't decide if we're here, but this is, you know, what living life is about. If you want to enjoy the rewards of life, the amazing things in life, you're going to have to put yourself out there. You're going to have to chill out, and you're going to have to also sometimes, you know, deal with difficult things. And it's not easy. And I think I say this in every podcast, things are in life, you know, especially new situations, are not easy. You know, what I'm saying, overthinking and impulsivity and new opportunities and opportunities that don't work, this is all complicated stuff. There's a reason why people struggle with all this stuff. There's a reason why I struggle with this stuff to a degree. So it's important to realize that it's a progress. It's something that you have to gain progress with. It's a process. And don't be afraid to start, because, again, you have the power to take perspective. You have the power to take responsibility of yourself and, you know, what your circumstances and how you deal with it. And just focus on yourself in the end of the day, and focus on your inward self first. But again, I appreciate your time listening to this podcast, and I hope to talk to you guys soon. Thank you.